Let's now look at five distinct strategies for influencing. If you imagine a horizontal line or a continuum with five strategies sitting across that continuum. On the far left-hand side, we have two strategies. One is called tell, and the next one is called sell. These strategies, telling and selling, are called push strategies because they are solution-based and solution-focused. With telling and selling, it implies that we already have the solution in mind and we are wanting to push that solution onto the other person by either telling them what to do or selling it to them. On the far right-hand side of this range or this spectrum, we have another two strategies. On the far right, we have a strategy that is called facilitation. And next to that, we have joint problem solving. Unlike telling and selling, these two strategies of facilitation and joint problem solving are pull strategies, pull styles, because they are problem-based and problem-focused. In essence, they are saying, we have a problem, we have an issue or a challenge or a goal, and I will work with you to either facilitate or joint problem solve so that we come up with the solution together. Interestingly, sitting right in the middle between both of these styles is negotiation. Negotiation is the flexible balance between pushing and pulling. So what is interesting here is for us to think when we are negotiating, which are the elements of this deal or this arrangement that I want to push on, and which are the ones that I am prepared to pull more and work with, in a collaborative sense, the other person. Too much pushing, and we're really not negotiating at all. We're just trying to sell a concept or tell someone what to do. Too much pulling, and we may find that we don't actually have our needs met at all, because the other person designs the solution. There are many grey areas between these different strategies, and so they are best to be thought of as points on a continuum. The strategy you choose will depend, amongst other things, upon your own preferred style, the other person and their style, the urgency of the situation and how much time you have available, the need for commitment versus the need or the desire for compliance, the amount of control you want or need to have over the outcome, and your organisational culture. So before we actually think about effective negotiation skills, it's also useful to consider, is negotiation actually the right strategy here? Or should I be telling or selling, or moving across to the other side of the continuum and joint problem solving or facilitating? If negotiation is required and is appropriate, then we can start to think about, what is the balance between how much I need to push and how much I need to pull in order to get an effective result, both for me and the other person in this conversation. In order to help you decide those two things, one being which strategy to use, and secondly, how to use that strategy, it could be useful to think about the five strategies we've mentioned and consider in each case, what are the positive aspects of that strategy in this situation that I am considering? What are the negative aspects of that strategy for this situation? What situations are most appropriate for the use of each individual style? And what would be the situations when that style was very inappropriate? And if I am going to use that style, and in this case the style being negotiation, what type of behaviour would I be displaying? What type of speech might I be using? What language and words will I be using? And what might I be expecting the other person to be doing or saying?